When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And it is windy, it is wet, but that's all right, right? It could be worse. It could be 95 degrees with 100% humidity. So we were talking at the beginning of the program about the selection of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as the running mate for Kamala Harris. And certainly interested in getting your take on that. 508-996-0500. And I'm looking for, you know, rational, logical, sane takes. Not what I was hearing yesterday. Well, you know, she had nothing to do with this decision, right? She's not smart enough to make that decision. Come on. Also, how can you say in one, you know, people saying in one breath, well, she did make this decision. And then in the next breath, well, she's the one who decided not to pick the Jewish guy, so she's anti-Semitic. The stuff that I've heard is ridiculous. I mean, nothing more ridiculous than the truths that Donald Trump has been putting out on Truth Social. I mean, that's ironic. He has decided to start calling her Kamabla, something like that. Like, I don't get it. Like, what are you trying to say? Is he trying to say that, like, that other not true statement of, you know, she's being controlled by Obama is Kamabla supposed to be a combination of Kamala and Obama? The joke's not landing, Donald. You might want to rethink that one. And he did it multiple times. Four times in Truths the other day. God, I'm not going to call it that. Four times in Posts the other day. And then I guess he did it again yesterday. I mean, this is what? Like, what are you doing? I'm all for a good nickname, but you've got to rethink that one. It's not really working for you. When even your supporters are like, wait, what's he trying to say? That's like the Covfefe of nicknames, which, by the way, Covfefe is still my favorite Donald Trump thing of all time. Not just the fact that he put it out there, but after that happened, the White House put out a Christmas card the following Christmas, and like a video Christmas card. And at the end of it, you know, Donald Trump says, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year in Covfefe. And I thought that was hilarious. I was like, all right, that's the Donald Trump that I like. The guy who's in on the joke. The guy who doesn't mind poking a little fun at himself, which most of the time doesn't happen. But stop trying to make Kamabla happen. It's not happening. But anyway, we can talk more about that if you'd like. 508-996-0500. A story that caught my eye this morning. I don't know if Phil had it. I had to step out of the room to go get something off the printer. But this is a strange story that comes from Drakeit. 49 guinea pigs were found abandoned on a trail in Drakeit, Massachusetts. And police are trying to find out what happened. They're asking for the public's help. They were found on a trail in a wooded area near Beaver Brook on Monday. And animal control showed up to collect the animals. who appeared to be in poor condition and were lethargic. So the guinea pigs were transported to the Lowell Humane Society for veterinary care. This is from WCVB. Due to their condition, they were not immediately available for adoption. So the animal control officer, Colleen Morse, said it was evident that the guinea pigs had been intentionally disposed of in a location where they had no means to fend for themselves or escape their dire situation. And she called the neglect and abandonment, quote, unacceptable. So anyone who has information is asked to call the Draken police. And if anybody would like to make a donation to the Lowell Humane Society to help with these guinea pigs in their care, and then you can stay in touch with them about possibly adopting them once they're healthier and they're ready to be adopted. But who does such a thing? And I don't know much about guinea pigs. I'm going to admit that. My experience with guinea pigs is kind of limited to classroom pets. And honestly, I was never really the guinea pig guy. I was never the one volunteering to take the guinea pig home, because I had cats that wouldn't have liked that very much. I grew up with the same two cats my entire life. From the time that I was like 2 or 3 years old until I was in high school, I had the same two cats. And one of them was the sweetest, calmest cat in the world. She wouldn't have cared if there was a guinea pig, but the other cat, her daughter, who was my cat, Orson. Orson would not, I know, Orson, I know. I gave my female cat a boy's name. But I was like, if I bring this guinea pig home, it's going to be keeping Orson out of that cage the whole time. So I never volunteered. So I didn't really have a lot of guinea pig time. So I don't know that much about him. But looking at the photo, they look to me like they're adult guinea pigs. They're grown up. So how did somebody have 49 adult guinea pigs in one place? And then went and just let them off into the woods. I mean, knowing that there are a lot of predators in the woods that would have easily snatched up guinea pigs. They're lucky that they got to them. There might have been more. But these 49 are pretty lucky. First of all, what a weird thing to find. Like, you're just walking down the trail like, oh, is that a guinea pig? Wait, is that 49 guinea pigs? And I get that they were lethargic and malnourished and all of that, but the fact that they were still together is you know, pretty fortunate. So if you are interested in adopting those guinea pigs, just follow the Lowell Humane Society on Facebook and they'll have it up there when the time comes. But what a terrible story. I hope they find the person that did this. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I always have to start your morning off with these terrible animal stories. But I feel like we've got to share it and spread the word so that these kind of things stop happening. I'm not. Well, let's put it this way. I'm a meat eater. Okay, I do love animals, but I'm also not over the top about animals. But I would never abuse an animal. Oh, my God. Like I said before, I felt bad if I stepped on my dog's foot by accident. I'd be like going out and buying her a steak. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And another story that boggles my mind, that somebody thought they were going to get away with this, also from WCVB.com. 35-year-old Gary Hunt, who is from Massachusetts. I don't see what town he's from here in the story. He was arrested on theft charges after allegedly stealing $13,000 worth of casino chips from the Encore Boston Harbor Casino. State police say that shortly after 6 p.m. last night, security at the casino reported that a patron had stolen a significant amount of chips from a table game and fled the scene. He had been sitting at the table, but was not playing any games and frequently got up to use his phone. The witnesses told police that at one point, the man created a distraction by claiming another patron had won a large sum. And then during the distraction, he grabbed 13 orange $1,000 chips from the dealer's tray and escaped through an emergency exit. He was located in a parking lot near Encore Boston Harbor. And police said that when they found him, he was in possession of several of the stolen chips. They also recovered three additional chips using security footage and found that Hunt had discarded some of the chips while fleeing from the casino. So that's a bold move. Do you not realize that there are cameras everywhere in a casino? Everywhere. And you're going to try to steal $13,000 chips? And then what were you going to do? Were you going to show back up at the casino and try to cash them in? Were you going to go sell a $1,000 chip to somebody for $500 cash so they could go cash it? Like, what were you going to do? A bold plan that had no chance of working. But I guess criminals are dumb. Some criminals, for sure. 508-996-0500. Again, app chat, open line, voicemails on the WBSM app. I mean, if there's a dumb criminal hall of fame, that's got to go in there, because anybody that's ever been in a casino knows not only is there cameras everywhere, but there's undercover security. The dealers are trained to watch everybody. I mean, there is no way you're going to be able to get away with something like that. My friend Nick Groff, who was on Ghost Adventures and has produced some other paranormal television shows. I worked for him on the show Ghost Talkers. He produced a TV show about security in Las Vegas, about the security that they put into place at these casinos. And I remember watching that saying, you can't even pick your nose when you think nobody's looking in a casino, because they will have it on tape. If you ever do anything wrong in a casino, they bring you into the security office. It's like the CIA showed up with their file on you. Like, they know every time you've been in there, they know everything that you've done. And this person somehow thought he was going to get away with stealing $13,000 in chips. Just dumb. Or desperate, you know. Sometimes addiction and other factors make people do things and they're not really thinking, but I don't know how you thought you were ever going to get away with that. I don't go to a lot of casinos. It's not really my thing. But even I would know, like, every move is on camera. And if not just on camera, also, or on tape rather, everybody is watching you. I mean, they get suspicious if you have a run of luck. And this guy's pocketing chips. So, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen in a casino? I mean, I guess, you know, like I said, I don't really spend a lot of time in casinos. But I do remember being at Twin River and seeing a guy who was kind of sitting at the, I think I was playing video poker. And he was sitting at the machine next to me. And he goes, "Well, this is it. This is the last of my money." Well, literally the last of my money. "After this, I'm going home." And I don't know if that meant he was completely broke or, you know, the last of the money he had put aside to spend. But he was resigned himself to the fact that he was all done. He was getting ready. He was already, you know, getting ready to get up out of the chair. When he finished that hand of video poker. And he won $1,000. On his very last, I don't know, quarter, 50 cents, dollar, whatever it was that he was playing. And he won $1,000. And then he just sat right back down in the chair and said, well, not going home yet. I don't know if he won more. I don't know if he blew that whole $1,000, but it was still like, wow. I thought I was a big winner because I won $60. So that's probably the craziest thing I've ever seen just because of the timing of it all. But again, I don't spend a lot of time in casinos. If I do, it's because I go with my parents to eat or to see a concert. Love, love, love seeing concerts at Foxwoods. Anyway, again, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in, chime in, get involved in the conversation. We are going to take a break here. Before we take that break, though, the Brazilian Grill has a brand new name. It is now known as Churrascaria Trapero's Grill. And it's the same menu you love, served by the same people, with the same meats, the same size, the same prices. Everything is the same, except for their new name. Churrascaria Trapero's Grill, Route 6 in Dartmouth. Experience the best Brazilian steakhouse. Visit them online at traperosgrill.com. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And, of course, we've got South Coast Now coming up at 9 a.m. with Chris McCarthy. What a great discussion he had yesterday. I mean, the whole show was great, but his discussion with Casey Tebow, Chris's lifelong friend who had the great opportunity to tour with Aerosmith, to be their video production manager and to become friends with the band and especially Steven Tyler, and to be able to offer insight about the band and about what it's like being on tour with them now that the band has announced that they are calling it a career. So I thought that was a really, really fun and informative interview. And if you missed it, you can catch it on the podcast. You can get it at WBSM.com. on the WBSM app or wherever you find your podcasts, as you can with all of our local programs. But Casey's a really fun guy, really unique guy. Great filmmaker. I loved his movies, Happy Birthday and Black Friday. If you haven't seen either of those, you can get them streaming online. And Black Friday especially is a lot of fun. It's a horror movie, kind of a horror comedy. And it stars Bruce Campbell, Devin Sawa, and it was filmed at the Emerald Square Mall, the old Toys R Us over there. So check it out if you haven't seen it. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Tim Walz enters the national stage as Kamala Harris's VP pick. The EPA bans a pesticide that's been around for over 60 years. And Stranger Things heads to Broadway.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is going on the attack after being selected as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Walz was in Philadelphia last night for his first rally with the Democratic presidential nominee. He wasted little time in going after former President Trump, blaming him for sowing chaos and division.
Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than us. First of all, he doesn't know the first thing about service.
Walz also spoke of what he called a Minnesota golden rule, respecting neighbors and their personal choices, and otherwise minding your own business. Walz said he can't wait to debate Trump running mate J.D. Vance and repeated his criticism that Trump and Vance are both creepy and weird. The Trump campaign, meanwhile, is attacking Walz. The campaign's press secretary called Walz a West Coast wannabe, who is a, quote, dangerously liberal extremist. Walls is a former educator and congressman who served in the Army National Guard. Tropical Storm Debbie is on track to break rainfall records in Georgia and South Carolina this week after first roaring ashore Monday morning in Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm now blamed for at least six deaths and still on the move, although at a very slow pace. It's forecast to gather more strength and make another landfall early Thursday over South Carolina. A federal appeals court is upholding a Maryland ban on assault rifles. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled on Tuesday that the ban did not violate the Second Amendment's right to bear arms because semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15 are military-style weapons designed for sustained combat operations that are, quote, ill-suited and disproportionate to the need for self-defense. Lawyers for one of the plaintiffs in the case, a gun rights group called the Firearms Policy Coalition, say they will seek a review from the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The convicted Capitol rioter known as QAnon Shaman will get his spear back from the Justice Department. A federal judge ordered the government to return the spear to Jacob Chansley. Chansley stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 and was sentenced to 41 months in prison. He requested the government to give his property back after it was confiscated during his arrest. And that includes a horned coyote tail headdress. The Environmental Protection Agency banning a pesticide linked to irreversible damage to fetuses. Michael Kastner with the details.
The pesticide known as DCPA or Dacthal can cause low birth weights, decreased IQs, and impaired motor skills. It was first introduced in 1958 to control weeds and identified as a potential hazard in the 1990s. EPA's Office of Chemicals Safety and Pollution Prevention said in a statement Tuesday that DCPA is so dangerous that it needs to be removed from the market immediately. I'm Michael Kastner.
And Stranger Things will turn Broadway upside down next year. The spin-off play Stranger Things: The First Shadow will debut on Broadway in the spring. Play takes place in 1959 in Hawkins, Indiana, and features familiar characters from the hit Netflix series. It debuted on London's West End last year and has smashed box office records there. Preview performances in the U.S. begin on March 28th with an official opening night set for April 2nd.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Royals again last night, 6-5. One more visit with Kansas City tonight. First pitch at 8:10. And the U.S. women's soccer team will play for a gold medal at the Paris Olympics, having defeated Germany 1-0 in the semifinals of the tournament Tuesday. Team USA will battle Brazil for the gold on Saturday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. We're dealing with a chance of rain and also some patchy fog out there. Temperature in the mid-60s, upper 60s by this afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Overnight, the clouds will rain. Temperatures dip into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partial sunshine and temperature in the low 70s. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
The B-52s, Your Own Private Idaho. That was a song that was frequently featured on WBRU in the retro lunch. Those were the days. Every day, no matter what we were listening to, working in the kitchen of the diner, and we listened to everything. We could be listening to sports radio. We could be listening to rock. I listened to a lot of WBCN back in those days. I can say these stations because they're defunct. But, you know, we would listen to all these different things. But every day at noon, we would turn it on to WBRU for the retro lunch. So we'll hear some of those songs, I'm sure, throughout the course of the morning. But 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in. New Bedford Light had an interesting story this morning with the headline, State Warns About Eating Fish from Local Ponds. With the subhead, fishermen should not consume their catch from South Watapa Pond and Long Pond more than once every 2 months due to, quote, forever chemicals. And Adam Goldstein has the full story at newbedfordlight.org. But basically, the PFAS are so high in the fish samples that have been taken from South Watapa Pond and Westport and Fall River and Long Pond and Lakeville and Freetown that they are warning that you shouldn't eat fish from either of those ponds more than once every 2 months so that it has a chance to get out of your system. Also, you should not eat fish from Mary's Pond in Marion and Rochester, nor Soddy Pond in Westport and Fall River due to mercury. Now, I think most, I mean, I could be wrong in this, but most of the people I know that go fishing are like catch and release fishermen. If they catch something that's a good size, you know, they might keep it as a trophy. But I don't know a lot of people who are freshwater fishermen who are doing it for food. I think most people are weary enough of, you know, what's in these ponds. I used to, when I was a kid, we would fish in the reservoir for the Randolph drinking supply. My grandparents lived a short walk from the pond. You could actually cut through the woods and get to the pond. So my dad would take us fishing there. And mostly all you caught was sunfish. So you would just kind of catch them and let them go. But I'm sure on a few occasions we caught something that we could eat. I don't know why they let people fish on the reservoir, but we did it for years. And then I lived for years on a pond in Wareham, and I would go fishing with my son, but again, we would just mostly catch sunfish and then let them go. I don't know when the last time was that I caught something that I ate from a freshwater pond. I don't go fishing in the ocean, but when I worked at the diner, there was a guy who went every day. He would go out every day and fish, and he would bring back whatever he caught and have me cook it for him. And for a long time, he was out doing striped bass fishing. And he would come in with it in a bread bag, like a Sunbeam bag. And he would have already cleaned it. It would still be warm. He'd walk back into the kitchen. He'd walk into the diner, go right back into the kitchen, drop it on the line, and say, half for me, half for you. And every day I would cook him up. You know, he'd want it fried up with a little salt and pepper, fried up in oil or butter, a little salt, pepper, that's it. Then a big side dish of tartar sauce. We made our own tartar sauce. I was always very proud of my tartar sauce. And he would have that along with three scrambled eggs, home fries, and wheat toast. That was his breakfast every day. And then I would get the other half of the striper, and I could do whatever I wanted with it. Sometimes I'd grill it up the same way and eat it. Sometimes I would make it with a little salsa mixed in. But it was great. Delicious fresh fish every day. Didn't cost me a dime. But other than that, if I've ever gone fishing myself, I just let them go. And I think a lot of people do. But if you do fish in these ponds, just know that you either can eat the fish or you shouldn't eat them any more than once every 2 months. And you can read the article at newbedfordlight.org. It's a lot more in-depth than I'm giving you. It explains the PFAS and explains exactly why they end up in the fish. But the interesting part about this is that South Watapa Pond is the backup reservoir for Fall River. that they use North Watapa, but the South is the backup. And also, Long Pond is part of the pond system off Assawampset Pond, as is Little Quiticus Pond, which is where New Bedford gets its drinking supply from. But in this story, a city spokesperson told Adam Goldstein that Little Quiticus is about as far away from Long Pond as you can get, and that the city has purchased and protected large tracts of land around the four ponds in the complex to safeguard the drinking water supply. So the New Bedford water is safe. But if you're fishing in Long Pond, as a lot of people do, don't eat that fish. Or don't eat it more than once every 2 months. And if you're fishing in Mary's Pond or Soddy Pond, make sure you do not eat that fish at all because of the mercury levels. Earlier I wanted roast beef. Now I want some of that striped bass on the grill. I would like, the way I like to do it is little oil, not a big butter person, so a little oil on the grill. Put down the fish, sprinkle some salt. A little bit of salt. I don't really like salt too much, but a little bit of salt, some pepper, a lot of black pepper, some granulated garlic, and some onion powder. Sprinkle that over it. Fry it up for a few seconds. Flip it over. Season the other side. And I would eat it just like that. No tartar sauce, nothing. I'd squeeze a little lemon on it. A fine breakfast. Fish for breakfast is very underrated. 508-996-0500. We will take a break and be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Looks like the rain is starting to come down again. So just be aware of that if you are heading out the door. Again, please keep in mind, I'm in Fairhaven, looking out the window here toward Mattapoisett, and it might not be raining where you are, but the weather's going to be like this for quite a few hours today, and then clear up a little bit later. But yeah, you're going to want to bring an umbrella with you or wear a hat or something. So before, I was mentioning some of the old radio stations that we used to listen to, and Everett in New Bedford says WAAF was far superior to WBCN. And you know, if you're talking about from like 2000 on, and I love my boy Deke. We've had Deke here on the show. He was there in the 2000s at BCN. But I would say you could argue that you're probably right about that. But prior to that, certainly in the 90s, you know, they had Howard Stern. They had Nick Carter. You can debate about whether or not you thought AAF was a better station in the 90s, but prior to the 90s, 60s, 70s, 80s, BCN was like God level. One of the most influential stations in the country. So I think, you know, if you haven't read the books about it or seen the documentary, The American Revolution, I mean, it really was a monumental station. And I've wanted for years to have some of the old talents on. I mean, some of them are no longer around. Mark Parento is no longer here. A few others have recently passed, but one of these days I'm going to get Charles Lockwood Era to agree to come on. I keep asking. He doesn't respond to the request, but one of these days, I'd love to get him on, even for a few moments. So, yeah, I would agree, or I'd say you could make that argument, Everett, for definitely the 2000s, maybe even into some of the 90s, but prior to that, Charles Lockwood Era, Carter Allen, Mark Parento, and even going before that. I once had a plan to write an article about WBCN that I was going to then pitch to Rolling Stone magazine, because I'd always wanted to write for Rolling Stone. So I started putting together this article, and I just saw somewhere that Ron Della Chiesa, who you probably have heard host the Sinatra show on another station, that he was the nighttime DJ at WBCN when they would finish playing classical music for the day, and then the younger kids would come in and take over and play the rock records at night. And I talked to him on the phone one time for quite a while, and he told me all about how much he loved the kids, how the kids would come in with all their records. Like, he was, for a guy who, you know, doesn't really love that kind of music, he was very supportive of what they were doing. So I always found that fascinating. But yeah, I mean, it was a revolution, because nobody listened to FM radio in those days, and they made it destination radio. And it's part of what made me want to do this for a living. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. You know, that's what shaped me as a kid growing up. But another thing that shaped me as a kid growing up, and was certainly a big part of my life and certainly my holiday season, was Edaville. And Edaville Family Theme Park in Carver, Massachusetts, has so much going on. It's not just a holiday park. They have stuff happening all year round, all throughout the summer, with their Christmas carnival nights, their summer Christmas carnival nights. And the next big event they have coming up is on Friday. They're going to have the cake and ice cream train at 6 p.m. So you get a cupcake and a hoodsy cup, and you get to take a train ride all at Edaville. They have so much more planned, stuff happening all throughout the summer and the fall, and you can find out all about it by going to Edaville.com and following them on Facebook at the Edaville Family Theme Park page. So check out Edaville.com, Edaville Family Theme Park on Facebook, and keep up to date with all their great events. Most events get you in at just $12.95. So relive the magic and start making new memories at Edaville Family Theme Park. I've got to take a break here. We will be right back. It's the night, time to matter. And, well, hey, we like the day here. The nighttime is cool, too, but we love the early mornings, right? And we've got another hour to go coming up. We'll take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. App chat messages, open line voicemails on the WBSM app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.